Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Brown Skin Speaks Radio. I am your host for this evening, Wednesday, July 27th, and I go by the name Georgette Pierre. Eating and living holistically has become a way of life for me over the past year, but for my next guest, eating, living, and teaching holistic approaches became her purpose. Receiving a degree in psychological and brain sciences from Dartmouth College, as well as training from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, Madea Orr, the Organic Soul Chef, has created ways to empower others through her passions in food, health, and healing. Preparing cuisines heavily influenced by the African diaspora, she provides personalized roadmaps to health. Eager to help others in need of a health wellness makeover, I welcome the Organic Soul Chef herself. Joining on the discussion at 347-202-0591. Hi, Madea.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, first and foremost, for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm very very pleased to join you on your show.
No, of course. I know this hit home to me. I was actually really excited when I checked out your website and some of the things that you do because when I started, eating organically, a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, what's the difference between buying organic foods and, buying regular foods? So it was just like, oh yes, like now she could talk to people about their misperceptions,
right?
Which is really cool. But I'm curious on the name, Organic Soul Chef. How were you coined that name?
It's really funny. A good friend of mine who's just great, supporter of what I do. She loves to eat first and foremost. That's why she's cool with me. But anyway, she has a good sense of humor. So as I started to, I think it was like 2006, just really start to do a lot of workshops around Brooklyn, going out and doing my own, demonstrations, reaching out to the community. She said, you cook all this great, natural, healthy food, but you put your soul into it. And then she's just like, Organic Soul Chef. And I said, yeah, that's perfect. So that's how it came about, just joking around. And I liked it. It had a good ring to it. And it's actually been evolving, as I've been getting more into my work and really developing as an educator and a chef, and a mom. And, it's become to grow, what that meant from that first conversation to now.
No, that's so interesting. Because when I first saw you, I was like, I would always get your newsletters and I would see Organic Soul Chef on Twitter and I'm like, who is this person? I said, but I got to keep following her because she has all these demos and she does all these things. And I just thought it was like this mystery behind what you looked like, but not behind what you actually did. So I thought that was pretty neat because you're really out and about in the city of New York, really doing these demos. What are some of the things that you specialize in? I know you said you do chef services. What else do you do, and what takes place when you are providing chef services?
Okay, so I definitely specialize in health supportive cuisine in the arena of, the culinary arts. So it will be, taking traditional ethnic recipes, but just, really looking at the ingredients and then making them more health supportive, more sustainable. So having the organic greens and, just higher quality ingredients in what I do. I definitely have a huge influence from African and African diasporic cooking. My father was from Jamaica. My mother, she grew up in D.C., so very much influenced by the South. I've traveled to Brazil, so I love Afro-Brazilian cuisine. So it's definitely that whole ethnic flair. And so when I do chef services, they can include anything from, private chef services coming to your home preparing meals for the week, or, you just want to have a demonstration or a couple of cooking classes in your home for you and your husband. I've done that. I've done health food store tours where I take clients around the health food store and really demystify the experience of shopping in, say, like Whole Foods or wherever, because it is different, from your
right.
local bodega, to Whole
yeah.
Foods. So, I just really help people develop their relationship with food so that it serves them, because really that's what's happening, why we're so disconnected with food. We just need to be more in tune with what we need, in terms of food.
Well, no, I mean, so with I mean, I'm glad that you said that as far as demystifying, like, their shopping experience. What have been, you know, some of the misperceptions or reservations that people have had, and you know, how have you dealt with that resistance?
Well, you know, of course, the whole thing of, oh, organic is too expensive, you know, so I'm setting up a food demonstration in the hood, and people are like, what, organic? I could just go and, you know, I could go and get that from blah, 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 and, you know, it's just all these crazy ideas. So, first of all, I love to just define what organic is, because people really don't know, and I love to have workshops where people are interacting and sharing, and people are telling me what organic is, and then we can all come up collectively of what it really means. And it's, you know, so in terms of produce, it's food that's grown without the use of artificial pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers. So it's not that it doesn't use those things, but they're not synthetic. So, I mean, organic is not a new thing. It's been going on thousands of years, as long as agriculture has been coming about. But, you know, it's only hot today because of what this country has seen in terms of food, you know, industry over the past 50 years. So this is why there's like a, you know, return to organic and, you know, growing food in a more sustainable way. But, you know, I just really love educating people and really demystifying those myths.
Now, you, with education, I know you, I read that you teach in, you know, the public and private sector. Like, is it, do you offer various classes? Like, how can someone come and learn or sit in one of your classes as far as you teaching?
Yeah, well, you know, I certainly encourage people to, you know, come to my website and join my mailing list, because I do, you know, produce a regular newsletter where I'm inviting people to events. So in the public sector, for instance, I've been partnering with the organization called Just Food. They're, you know, great food justice organization that has been responsible for creating a lot of the CSAs, or community-supported agricultures, and farmers markets all throughout New York City, just really providing fresh access, fresh food, and access to everyone in New York City. So through Just Food, I'm considered a community food educator and chef. So, you know, I would be assigned to certain markets around the city, farmers markets or CSAs, and I'll go and on a regular basis do food demonstrations. But, you know, privately, you know, I'm very much involved in using therapy-grade essential oils and for both healing and cooking and a ton of other things. So I love just, you know, teaching people how to actually prepare food with therapy-grade essential oils, because you can actually ingest them. So once a month I'm doing those workshops around the essential oils and cooking. So I just encourage people to really join my list, and so you can be informed of what's happening.
Okay, and then obviously your website is organicsoulchef.com, where they can find that information, right?
Exactly, yep, organicsoulchef.com.
Right. So one thing I thought was so interesting was, you know, you mentioned healing some of your own longstanding health issues after you learned some dietary theories from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. What were some of your health issues that you dealt with, and how did you get through that?
So I grew up chronically constipated. You know, that was always a thing, just really rough for me, just needing to take the laxatives and the Cerasite tea and the this tea and that tea. Because my mother, she was really into, you know, her herbs.
Right.
And my father as well, he grew up, you know, on from the land in Jamaica. So they were the ones to go to the natural, you know, forms of things first. So, you know, it was really the looking at the way my diet was, it was just not as many whole foods as I'm eating today. Like, you know, so you grow up in the 80s, you know, what are you eating? You're eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You're eating bologna sandwiches. You're eating,
right.
you know, mac and cheese, like the regular stuff. And so when I started to study at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, you know, it was an experiential education. Like, we went through and tasted and experimented with all these wonderful things that we were going to later teach clients about. So I went through the raw foods phase, you know, after David Wolf came and lectured. I went through the Ayurvedic, you know, tinctures after John Bouvillard spoke. You know, I just was like a guinea pig of myself. But what I've noticed that, yeah, I mean, and you have to be, because that you only know, your body knows what it needs, and it's going to be a little bit different from Sally next door and even your husband or your mom or your son or whatever. You know, you have to know yourself to heal yourself. So what I noticed that started to happen was that, you know, I started to become more regular after eating, say, quinoa or spelt, you know, or whole wheat berries, and having like fresh green juices, and the mood swings, you know, definitely went away around my menstrual cycle, because I used to have really heavy menstrual cycles. I'm gonna be real with you, that's, you know, we girls, so we could talk about that stuff. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, I noticed, yeah, midway through the program, like it was like the first month that I didn't have any PMS symptoms. I was just blown away. And it just, my cycle came and went. I said, wow. Like,
right.
So the dairy, you know, looking at the dairy and all that. I mean, and so I was just so pumped and ready to share with people, like, oh, my goodness, you don't have to go for the OTCs, the over-the-counter drugs to take care of something you can just do naturally through your diet. It's just so simple if you just try it, you know.
I'm excited to hear you say that, because one of my friends, we decided to do more of a plant-based diet, but really getting into raw fruits and vegetables that are organic. And I know you had mentioned like your moods changed on your menstrual, and I realized like when I changed my diet, like I wasn't bloated anymore. I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised. I was like, wait a minute, like what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're not paying attention to this stuff, you know. That is so interesting. Well, I mean, you know, for some of the women that are curious, what were some of the foods that you ate that eased the mood swings on your menstrual?
So definitely the dark leafy greens, you know, and you have
okay.
to kind of do this thing like 2 weeks before your cycle is going to start. Really just do your best to eat the best way possible that you can, like have
okay.
as many whole foods, minimally processed foods as you can. So you're not eating as much of the, you know, the frozen dinners or the canned whatever. You are getting a bunch of kale and steaming it, putting some chopped garlic, some olive oil, sea salt, you know, having that. You're eating like your yams, you know, your sweet potatoes, your plantains. Sea vegetables also are a great category of food that is particularly helpful for women, because they are really high in trace minerals. And so especially during our cycle time, you know, magnesium is something that we need just to, you know, really balance out the flow. So, you know, just having seaweed salads, you know, the kombu, or like, you know, just go and experiment, you know, just go to like a Asian market or a Whole Foods, pick up a bag of wakame, whatever. Just go crazy with it. With this great resource of the internet that we have, you can Google anything. You know, you can Google seaweed salad, and Eden is the brand that has really great seaweed, sea vegetables. Eden has a lot of recipes there. So, you know, the greens, you really want to get greens, because you get so many, you know, great minerals and vitamins and lots of calcium, so you don't have to drink milk, you know, to get calcium. Dark leafy greens is how the, you know, cows, the milk has the calcium, because cows naturally eat grass. That's their natural diet, so that's why milk is high in calcium. So
mm-hmm,
get the cow, eat the grass.
Or you could just go straight to the grass and eat that stuff yourself,
exactly.
opposed to eating it
yep.
from dairy.
Yep.
Exactly. Now, for, you know, I know you have a clientele base. I mean, that varies from whether you're, you know, creating roadmaps to help plans for them or chef services. What do you encourage people to do as you're creating these health plans for them to really stay on top of this?
You know, first of all, when you want to make any change that you want to stick, you have to, number one, be gentle with yourself, you know, and go slowly. You know, this is why I work with people over a long period of time, say really 6 months is the best, because I can give you, after we do a consultation, a list of like 25 things to do, and you're going to get overwhelmed with this one list of 25 things to do. So the best thing is to go slowly, have a person who, you know, like a holistic health coach like myself, or a person who can hold you accountable for the goals that you want to achieve, because there's going to be days where you are going to be challenged and you're going to fall. You're not going to eat the quinoa and the salmon. You're going to get a bag of Doritos and call it a day. So you have to have that like cheerleader in your corner, or that advocate, or that person who's going to hold you accountable to just sit with you and be, I'm sorry, it's really loud right now, and sit with you and be present. Yeah, sit with you and be present and to figure out what happened, you know, and how can we do better next time. So a health coach, you know, is really a person. They're like a fitness trainer, you know. They get with you and they work on goals and baby steps. The larger goal is to lose 100 pounds, but are you going to do that in a week? No, you're going to do it, you know, week by week, coming in and working on this part of your body, then the next part, and then just every step going a little deeper and further into what, you know, you want to do. So having a person to hold you accountable is key. Accountability is key. So
okay.
That would be the
Now we have a caller that wants to ask you a question. Let's see who it is. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. I'm here.
Oh, go ahead. Hello. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Jarita, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, Medea.
Hi, Jarita. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I am a big advocate of drinking water, and I do so to help kind of clear up skin. I'm a clumsy person, so lots of bruises and scrapes from past accidents. I want to avoid taking, like, vitamin E and things like that. What else can I do through my diet to help, like, clear up past scrapes, bruises, things like that, make my skin really clear and healthy?
And so something externally or internally?
I'm
going to be clear. Okay, so, you know, aloe vera is excellent for internally and externally, but it's great, you know, externally on skin. Lavender, you know, I use particularly the therapeutic grade essential oils. That's by Young Living. They, you know, it's a reputable company. They make the best of the oil. So I've used lavender for burns in the kitchen like many times, and I have had zero scarring. So lavender is excellent plant for skin, you know, issues. Water, you know, water is the key, and you have to be drinking the proper water, you know, water that's going to be actually penetrating your cells. So it's going to be microcluster water that is full of ions, you know, and water also that is alkaline. It's not acidic like the water that we're getting when we're drinking from water bottles. So, you know, good, high-quality water, aloe vera, lavender, shea butter is awesome. You know, shea butter is really great for skin as well. Let's see, what else? you know, and just really staying away from hydrogenated oils or artificial colors, artificial flavors. Just having your diet, I think, just be as natural as possible and with the most minimally processed foods as you can consume.
Do you have any suggestions for water, types of brands of water?
Yeah, that was my Yeah, and so if people go to my website, they'll actually see I have a link there for the particular water that I'm speaking of that has those three characteristics, and it's water that has been produced by the Kangen Water Machine, and the company is Enagic. So Enagic is a company out of Japan. They started about 35 years ago, and it has recently come to the United States. And so what they do is produce top-of-the-line water purification systems, but it's also making the water basically an antioxidant through the ionization process. So that's the only water I've been drinking for the past 2 years, and it's, you know, gotten me through these heat waves. So it's that's definitely something to it. It's powerful. I had chronic inflammation in my wrist after giving birth, and, you know, I really don't know what else could have caused it, but just by being really dehydrated. And I was drinking gallons of Poland Spring water after giving birth. Of course, I breastfed, so I was producing a lot of, you know, a lot of water was coming out of me through breast milk, and I was constantly drinking the bottled water, drinking, and just really thirsty and really irritated. And soon I had the inflammation in my wrists, which showed up as tendonitis. But when I found the Kangen water through a good friend, you know, within a week, all the tendonitis had cleared up. My breast milk came in much more plentifully. I didn't have to drink as much muslin milk tea. You know, I felt just really hydrated. It was just a powerful experience. So water is a big thing. You know, water is a really, really hot topic today, and it can make a big difference when you're drinking the right kind of water.
Yeah. Great question, Jarita. Thank you. That was definitely a great question. The one thing I thought about with your case, though, Medea, as far as in, like, when you're really passionate about something, you know, you're always drawn into it 100%. Can you recall a difficult time in your life when, you know, this type of living wasn't always easy to you, or it didn't come easy to a client that you were working with?
Yeah, you know, it was funny with my first client that I had. You know, there was just a big issue with my client and cooking for herself.
Yeah.
And I think that the cooking was attached to more than just getting in the kitchen and, like, making a pot of soup. It was attached to perhaps a marriage that had failed, or, you know, the role of, you know, having to cook for kids, you know, all this stuff that I feel like it probably needs to just be talked through, which, yeah, later came out. It was like, oh, okay, now I get why, you know, you're not cooking. But and that's usually, you see, what people come to you with, like, oh, I want to, you know, lose weight. It's really never the weight. That's just the surface stuff, you know. So that's really a special role that I have with people, is just sitting down and being present and being able to really get underneath the surface, you know, to really get to the root. Because, I mean, I've always been just, you know, fascinated by the root causes of things. I mean, for 5 years old, I just wanted to know why, you know. And so when I've seen in my work with clients, when you get to the thing that's unseen and have clarity there, all the other stuff falls into place, you know, the stuff that you can see, like the weight and the food and the exercise, all that. So yeah, it's but you have to really be present to yourself and ask the right questions, you know.
That is so true. It's, you know, with you doing health plans and just consultations galore, I mean, what have been some of the, like, what's been some of the feedback, the just, you know, the testimonials that you've received from people that you've worked with?
You know, it's run the gamut, because, you know, so with, of course, in the cooking classes, that's where my passion is, you know, most visible, because I love food. You know, people really love the fact that learning how to cook wasn't so hard with me. You know, it was, I made it seem upbeat, you know, I made it seem fun and more relaxed, just to go in and prepare a meal for the family. I received feedback that, you know, I'm very, I'm a good listener, you know, because it's really about listening when you want to figure something out, you know what I mean? Like, when I get with the person, it's really not about, oh, I have this plan for you and I know what's right. Like, I don't know, you know, I have to be the detective, so I have to create the environment to allow, you know, the healing to happen. So just creating a sacred space is feedback I've gotten from people, just, you know, being present, being their, you know, their friend, their confidant.
I love how you always to the term being present, which is so important. I have one more caller that has a question for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes,
hello.
I am here.
Yes, can you say your name and where you're from?
My name is Ayana, and I am from Northern Virginia.
Okay, go
Hi,
ahead
Ayana.
With your question.
I actually have a question. Have you dealt with clients that were either former cancer patients or people that are trying to gain healthful weight? I know that's not very common being in this ADD bloated country, but, you know, there are people that want to try and gain healthful weight or maintain a healthful weight. Have you dealt with clients in that arena? as well?
Yes. So for people who have, you said, who are going through cancer treatment, is that, was that the first part of your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, either going through cancer treatment or have finished it, but they're trying to restore back a healthy body mass.
Oh, okay. And actually, no, I haven't. Unfortunately, I've you know, had the experience of dealing with someone who was transitioning with cancer. But I've never, haven't had the opportunity yet to work with a former, you know, someone who has gone through cancer or going through treatment. No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, based on what you, your knowledge, would you have any suggestions to somewhat start somebody off with, like, you know, foods or juicing of fruits or vegetables to kind of help sustain a little bit? Because I know I do struggle with a bit of energy level deficiency. So do you have any?
Okay, yeah, sure. So, yeah, I mean, energy, you know, energy issues can come from a lot of things, you know, and I think that, so through the food, so I've started, like, juicing and making whole food smoothies a lot more lately because it's summertime, you know. So for example, this morning I can give you a recipe that I just came up with from the stuff I had in my refrigerator. So I had, like, a huge bunch of rainbow Swiss chard. I had some cut up papaya. I had some cherries, and I had some coconut water, and I had the Vitamix blender. So this, like, can blend your hand if you put it in there into a nice soup. So, you know, it could really blend things really well. So that was my green smoothie this morning. So it was the Swiss chard, the papaya, the cherries, and the you know, the coconut water, and it was very satisfying. Full of chlorophyll, you know, it's all raw, so you're getting those great enzymes, especially from the papaya, full of digestive enzymes. And the other day, you know, I had a carrot, apple, celery, beet juice with a little parsley, you know. So, yeah, I mean, going and just getting, like, fresh vegetables, dark leafy greens are a great place to start when you're having energy issues. Again, looking at hydration, how much water are you drinking? How much sleep are you actually getting, you know, and do you need more? Looking at people in your life who may be draining your energy.
Sleep prince of peace.
Oh, that's a big deal. No, I'm glad. That's funny that she said that. That's such a big deal. People don't pay attention to that.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Iona. No, I was agreeing with you as far as, like, the energy, as far as people around you and draining you, and I know Iona, you know, can relate to that. So that's you're hitting on so many points. I'm like, yes, Medea. So it's refreshing to hear somebody else actually doing these things and really having a lot to speak and share about with others. So thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me a platform to share. That's just amazing.
Well,
thank you.
How can people keep in touch with you and what's, you know, your website information so they can follow you?
Okay, sure. The website is www.organicsoulchef.com. Certainly join my mailing list so that you can be aware of things happening monthly in New York City and, you know, even around the country. I'm definitely expanding and reaching out beyond NYC.
Great. I am going to be in touch with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And many blessings to you.
You too. Have a good evening. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
So I have to thank Medea again for joining me this evening. For consultations, demos, or just to learn more about what she does, visit her at organicsoulchef.com. Also want to thank all the listeners. You can catch this episode and other archive shows at brownskin.com, spelled BRNSKN. Also podcasting on iTunes by searching Brownskin in your iTunes store. For suggestions on show topics, email info@brnskn.com. Until next time, Brownskin speaks.